Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians along the beautiful Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in individual spirituality and in community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. More information can be found on our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Anybody here, as a small child, ever get separated from your parents? Were lost? Few of us. Any of us as parents ever have our children separated from us and had to go find them? Yeah. There's a certain amount of anxiety on each side, isn't there? Isn't there? I remember that Christmas was always a very, very important time when I was growing up, and my mother, we lived in Whittier, my mother would always take us to Bullock's downtown Los Angeles. In those days, in the 50s, you dressed up to go to the department store. So we had on our little white shirts and our ties that we kept clipping on and off, you know, as we're on our way down, driving Mom crazy. She was going to have our pictures taken with Santa. We got into Bullock's, and of course there were a bajillion people, and I got interested in something, and I started to wonder. All of a sudden, I recognized the fact that I didn't know where I was. And I just stood there. And it seemed like it was forever. And my mother came and found me and said, "Thank God." And she took me back to where we'd originally started, because that was going to lead down the hall to Santa. And then she talked to me. Then she talked to me. In English and in Italian. Italian came second, just to be sure that I got the message. Every time that I, throughout the years, have encountered the story about the 99 sheep, this story of my early days, I was probably 5, 6, is triggered. Because of the immediate panic that sets in when you're either lost as a child or a parent searching for a child. Those of us who raised our hands will never forget and will know exactly what I'm talking about. What's powerful for me about the story, and I love this picture that Teresa found for us for the front of the bulletin. The sheep is rejoicing. The lamb is rejoicing. Is that in the story, the shepherd not only goes out and finds the sheep, but then picks it up and brings it home. Okay? To make sure that it gets back. That, to me, sisters and brothers, is what is so terribly, terribly important for us to understand about our faith. And what Jesus really was trying to get across to the critics, you know, the folks with their noses in the air that were standing there saying, "Oh, well, he's eating with the wrong kind of folk." Because you see, their attitude was, all those folks, the tax collectors, the sinners, the et ceteras, if they want to get right with God, they just need to follow the plan. They need to follow the law. They need to get their life correct. And then once they've done that, they need to go. They need to go to the temple. They need to offer the sacrifices, and then God will accept them. Do you see now how that story flips everything? Jesus is saying that the shepherd goes, finds us, and picks us up, grabs us by the collar, whatever's necessary, and brings us home. Brings us home. In whatever state we've been found. That's the good news we celebrate. We don't celebrate getting right with God before God throws the eternal arms around us. We celebrate the fact that no matter where we were found and brought home. And that's the message that we as the church celebrate with the world. And that's why we have these buildings. Not to protect us from the world, but instead to allow us the opportunity to find on behalf of God and escort home, to allow God to use us as his living hands, feet, arms, eyes, hearts, to bring folks to a place where we together, find sanctuary. That's the theme of this year. Bringing people to the opportunity to acknowledge that it is God, not us physically, but it is God using us, has reached out to the world and found folks in whatever state they are and tried our best to bring them in. Yesterday morning, as I was coming to meet Sherry and Stan, as I came down the steps in the back from where I parked my car, there was a man who had spent the night in front of our church. Yeah, he's been here before. His name is Robert. He has MS. He lives on the street. He refuses to go into housing because he's afraid. He's been on the street that long, he's afraid of what's going to happen to him. He remembered me, and I asked him if we could at least get him a lunch, and he said yes, we did. The last thing that Robert said, as soon as I was sure that he was all right, walked over to be with our brother and sister. The last thing that Robert said to me was, "By the way, will you say hello to Mr. Wiggins for me?" In our previous encounter over a year ago, he asked the same thing. Because, brothers and sisters, you see, Robert grew up here. I don't know his last name. Didn't ask. And he came through our scouting program. And for that reason, for him, this is home. Now, we couldn't convince him to go into housing. We couldn't convince him to in some way change his lifestyle. But because of what you do, because of your gifts and your intention in the world, we provided a sack lunch. That may not seem like a lot, but to him it was the world. And remember this, every time we provide a lunch for someone to sustain them for one more day, that gives God 24 hours in which to continue to work in his life, to keep him strong, keep him safe, and yes, bring him home. So welcome home, sisters and brothers. We've all been brought here to do God's work in the world. Let's get at it. Amen.